I'm Will Bryant, media intern with The Zone at 91.3, and I am joined by Tri-State Americans head coach Mike Williamson following a 7-0 victory over the Victoria Royals. Mike, scoring from all across the bench, what did you like from your team tonight?
Well, I thought we were opportunistic. I thought that we got really good goaltending when we needed it, especially early. I thought we were a little sloppy with the puck, and Victoria has a tendency to really create chances, and we kind of got some breaks there, and the puck found its way to the back of the net there in the second period.
Your team very physical out of the gate, really taking it to this Victoria Royals club. Is that something we can expect to see through this series, your team using their size and strength over this a bit smaller, quicker Royals club?
Well, I think we're playing our best when we're playing a bit heavy and finishing checks and not going out of our way to do it. But when opportunities are there, we have a pretty big team that can move and be physical at the same time. So, but that's playoff hockey. I think we saw that probably in the Vancouver Victoria series just as much. And they're gonna hit and finish checks. We saw that in the first shift right out of the gate, a big hit on one of our defensemen. And it's playoff hockey. Guys have to pay the price, and it's gonna wear things down.
Royals coming out off a hard-fought 7-game series against the Vancouver Giants. Your team had some time to rest after a 4-game sweep of the Kelowna Rockets. Did you feel that on your side a little bit, that you were the more rested, ready team tonight?
I don't know if it really surfaces now. I think as playoffs go forward, you have an opportunity to rest a little bit. That helps. Both teams won 4 to get here, and it's going to be a long series. And we know, we know how good their players are and how strong their team is, and we're just going to have to be ready tomorrow.
Your team has struggled with injuries throughout the season, but looks like you guys are all getting healthy at the right time. Is it nice to finally have everybody all on board, and you can kind of see that it's all starting to come together and the team's clicking?
Yeah, it is. It was a little frustrating, but that's, injuries are part of it. We, much like Victoria, have had a lot of really key guys out of the lineup, and fortunately, we've been able to get most of them back here in the last few weeks. And we've had high expectations for our team all year, so it was a little bit tough. When so many guys were out, but at the same time, some of our younger players and role players really got to experience some different opportunities, and we said at the time that it was going to pay off and help us, and I think that is paying dividends now.
And now your team, you've done your job, you've taken home ice advantage from the Victoria Royals, now an opportunity to head back home up 2-0 in the series. What is your team going to have to do to tomorrow night to accomplish that goal?
Well, we were in the same type of spot against Kelowna, and we were very fortunate to come out ahead in game 2, really dug ourselves a hole at the start. So we know how hard they're going to come out. We're not really looking too far ahead. We said that from day one, it's one game at a time, and all those cliches that you hear are really true. You can't look too far ahead, and tonight was a good win and a good team win, but there were some things that we did that we're going to have to do a lot better tomorrow in order to win.
That was Mike Williamson, Tri-City Americans head coach, following a 7-0 victory over the Victoria Royals.